the election of George Galloway in Rochdale with a majority of just over 12,000. I've spoken previously about the scandal surrounding Azhar Ali, who was the Labour candidate until comments by Mr. Ali came to light regarding his view on the Gaza war and other general comments about the Jewish community. And after those comments came to light, obviously the Labour Party, in its quest to rid itself of anti-Semitism, had to disavow Mr. Ali. So in effect, Azhar Ali ran as an independent, even though on the ballot sheet he was actually named as a Labour candidate. And George Galloway has an interesting history of running, and he has actually been an MP in four places, which is fairly unusual in British politics historically. I don't think there is any other person who has been an MP in four different constituencies. A constituency in Glasgow, Bethnal and Bow in London, Bradford, and now Rochdale. The speech by Rishi Sunak outside the door of number 10 Downing Street. Some bullet points to take away from that speech. The Rochdale result and the election of George Galloway, Rishi Sunak said, was beyond alarming. That democracy is now a target, and it is a target. Over the weeks and months since October the 7th, we've seen demonstrations on the streets of London and Glasgow and other cities around the UK. The streets have been hijacked by hostile groups. Yes, we've seen that. I am not in any way calling the Muslim community a hostile group, but there are some who Rishi Sunak quite rightly called out who are radical Islamists within the Muslim community and the Islamic faith, who are, and I say this unreservedly, fascist. That means they believe that the Muslim faith should have control over all. And we see that, and that has come out within the Muslim faith. As I say, not all Muslims are Islamists or radical Islamists. But radical Islamism exists, and it says that anybody of any other faith should be subservient to Islamism. It is a fascist belief. For quite some time in my study of politics and my looking at the world as it is, we see around the world fascist leaders of countries and fascist leaders of countries in the Middle East. We see Islamic terror groups in the Middle East and in Africa. And we look back to the Crusades, because this is not unusual in history. We look back to the 12th, 13th and 14th centuries, when there were Muslim and Islamist warlords in the Middle East. And Britain and France and the Catholic Church battled those warlords over the Holy Land. So this is not an unusual thing from history, but it again is rearing its ugly head. Because, as I say, politics is not a straight line. There is not simply the left and the right. It is a horseshoe. Some would even say a circle. So we see the likes of George Galloway on the far left being supported by Nick Griffin on the far right, both of them fascists. Fascism isn't solely a thing of the far right, it is a thing of the authoritarian far left too. And there is a confluence at that point which can easily encompass the BNP, the far left for Britain, and other parties of that type, which are authoritarian and are fascist. And Rishi Sunak says and said, and I believe he is right. Islamists and the far right are equally desperate and can't accept democracy. And the way to battle this is democracy. A while back, I started to look at a gentleman called Edmund Burke, who is called the father of the British democratic system. And he made a speech in 1774, which has gone down in history as considered to be a benchmark for our representative democracy. Because that is what we have. We elect MPs as representatives for Parliament. And Edmund Burke said this: Parliament is not a congress of ambassadors from different and hostile interests, which interests each must maintain as an agent and advocate. This is speaking, you could say, about George Galloway and others who have tried to be that, an ambassador from a different and hostile interest against other agents and advocates. But Parliament is a deliberative assembly of one nation with one interest, that of the whole, where not local purposes or even international purposes. In Gaza, speaking for Hamas, speaking as an apologist for Putin and his invasion of Ukraine. It is of one interest, that of the whole, where not local purposes, not international purposes, not local prejudices, not international prejudices ought to guide, but the general good resulting of the general reason of the whole. Those being all of the electors of, in this case, it was Bristol, where Edmund Burke was standing to be elected as an MP in 1774. But you could quite easily say of Rochdale, of Bradford, of Bow in London, of Glasgow, where previously George Galloway has stood as an MP and won election. But on each of those occasions, he has had a local and international purpose for the few. Now, I believe that those of the Muslim faith in Rochdale are around 30% of the electorate, but it is an even smaller subset than that. Those in Rochdale who would seek the interests of Gaza above the interests of Rochdale. Now, that is not to say that MPs should not have an opinion on international events abroad, but that should not be their primary concern. It should be for the good of the people of Rochdale, children and adults, to serve all of the people of Rochdale, as Edmund Burke says, being the general good resulting from the general reason of the whole. You may choose a member, an MP indeed, but when you have chosen him, he is not a member of Bristol, but he is a member of Parliament. That is what it means to have representative democracy. And you and I and all of us have an interest in that, in good government and good governance over the whole of this country for the sake of this country. Whatever you and I might think about what is happening in Gaza, yes, we condemn the loss of life from Israel's actions. Yes, we condemn the loss of life and the fact that hostages were taken by Hamas. But really, there is no value in saying that one side or another must cease fire. The reality is, we pray that there will be a peaceful end to the violence, that all the hostages will be returned safe and well. But really, the British voice in this is a very, very, very small voice. Yes, we should seek a peaceful end, but that should be an enduring peace, not a peace for 5 minutes so that Hamas can rearm and do what it did on October the 7th again, that they can take more hostages. But that should be an enduring peace where both sides come to respect the lives of each other. I was listening to a radio earlier and a Muslim gentleman phoned in from Doha in the UAE. And as a Muslim, he condemned what Hamas is doing and its care or lack of for the people of Gaza.